Let's welcome everybody in to the national edition of the Real Kipper and Bourne Show. Nick Kyprios, Justin Bourne, Sammy McKee for the next hour. It is Off the Rails Friday, which can only mean one thing. We're going to sit and wait for Doug McLean to figure out how to get his VCR going.
He's finishing up on the 18th hole.
Yeah.
Three putting.
Yeah. And he missed last week because he was golfing.
I missed last week.
Last time he was on with us, didn't he just break 80?
I don't. Yeah, so he says.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of 80 it is, though.
Played with him enough to know that that sounds right?
I played with him in PEI maybe 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I'd like to see where his golf game really is.
That's a pretty good number.
But he's bragging almost as much as he is on draft day. How teams pick winners or get left behind. Now he's a professor. You know,
does
he got hired.
He has to pay for mentions of the book now. Like it's been
per
long
mention?
Enough now. Yeah, per mention now, Doug.
Doug, do you know that we're charging you now to mention your book?
Do we have Doug?
Without
I don't know.
Doug.
Oh, did the Wi-Fi go down on the beach?
It's tough. Florida gale force winds from the beach.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Okay, it's like, did they tell you that he was there?
I did get it. We have Doug in my ear. Yeah.
Oh, I did.
Okay. Yeah. This is great stuff here.
This is riveting television. All right. Let's talk about stuff while we wait.
Okay.
You have Patrick Waugh went back to Montreal?
No. Is he on? Or should we wait? All right. Let's go to Doug McLean live from Delray Beach. Did you get the sand out of your sandals?
Oh, I did it like I did a power walk on the beach, got the heart rate up to 112. You know, I was grinding. Then I come back, and then I did a swim in the pool. I did my physical yesterday, and they said, how many, you know, do you work out? And I said, well, look at me. the nurse said, yeah, I see 40-year-olds in here not as good a shape as you. So that was my physical yesterday, so I was back at it again today.
It's almost like you could be an executive in the NHL again.
No. I'm too young for the guys they're hiring. Oh, my God.
So, listen.
I'm in too good a shape.
Go be Lou's protege.
Some of those guys.
So, listen, I don't want to sit here and take away anything off the Edmonton Oilers. They've been incredible. 15-game win streak now where they've given up three or fewer goals, which is incredible. But just going into the break here, we got a text from Justin's dad, Bobby Bourne, who happened to be on his own winning streak of 15 games in 81-82.
In regulation.
Is this comparable in your mind?
Well, you know what? Bobby Bourne had some pretty good players. Billy Smith was pretty good. A guy by the name of Potvin was pretty good. Bossy wasn't bad. Travis was okay.
Yeah, they're not bad.
But you know what? I'll tell you what. That Islander team, and I watched them. I watched them, and you know, I was in the league at the time, or not at that time when they had that streak, but I'll tell you what. They were really a good team, and they brought everything to the table, from skill, toughness, character, talent. It was a scary group. They really were.
And that Oilers group now, do you see a team that going into playoffs is that level of formidable?
You know what? You guys were whining pretty good in the fall, you and everybody else in Canada, about disaster in Edmonton. It's going to be a disaster. They're not going to. And I said on this show, and I know you won't pull the tape because you only pull the tape when it's for your guys to make you guys look good. I said they were going to make the playoffs, and you, people were laughing at me. And I never thought they wouldn't get out of it. The only problem they had wasn't coaching per se, it was goaltending. It was simple as that, and frustration. And now, yeah, they're a pretty good team right now. They're playing with some pretty good defensive awareness. You should do an article on them. Just get away from the Leafs for a week and do an article on their play with your little clips and things that you throw in there. I'd like to see that to make sure they're doing it right, because you break it down as well as anybody I've seen. So I'd like to see that.
You.
But no, they're ready.
Telling you
ready.
What to write, eh?
I mean, this is James Patterson of Canada. I need to take his advice.
They're ready. They're ready to contend. They really are. You don't have to worry about the books anymore, guy. By the way, I did that presentation at Microsoft for Microsoft at the Hockey Hall of Fame on Tuesday night. 100 people. Oh my God. It was so, what a job they did. Arrow Electronics, Microsoft, doing this function in the main hall of the Hockey Hall of Fame and a buffet. Yeah. It was so spectacular.
You don't have to do that anymore. They paid you. It's over.
Yeah, they haven't for next year yet, though.
Yeah, it's okay. the check's cash, man. You don't have to kiss their butts.
No, it's for future. You know, I may go to the Indy 500 for them now.
Okay.
Next, you know.
A big story that's kind of developed in the last 24 hours, and I don't know how big of a story it is, but, you know, Rick Tocchet's kind of challenging the media a little bit in Vancouver on how he reminded Pettersson that he's got to move his feet, and some may have run with it a little harder. He certainly wasn't scared to come back in their faces, Mac, when it comes to, you know, what he thought of certain stories out there. Is that a battle ultimately? And I don't care how long you've been in the league, including Tortorella and that. Is that just a battle that you ultimately can't win against the media?
I think there's two battles there. I think that the number one battle is you don't, and I like Rick Tocchet.
Yeah, we all do.
As a guy, and I like him as a coach.
They're no Microsoft, though. He's no Microsoft.
No, he's no. He couldn't handle Microsoft. Like, seriously. I mean, that's Bill Gates. That's Doug McClain. That's, you know, I mean,
okay.
Listen. First of all, why call out Pettersson in public? He and Quinn are by far your franchise players. They've got to get him signed. Why even go there to begin with, talking about, you know, you can say the team was, why call out anybody, including your star player in that situation? I thought it was a waste of time. And then to call out the media is a deal you can't win. And Toc says, you know, I was one of you guys. No, you weren't, Toc. No, you weren't. You were on TV as an analyst. You weren't a media guy. You were so far from like those guys. Don't ever say you were like those guys, Toc, for God's sake, because you weren't and you don't want to be. So to me, first of all, why bother calling out Pettersson? Talk about the team, and then why, you know, get into it with those guys, because you can't win.
Yeah, listen.
I blew it. It cost me big time because I got so ticked off with the media in Columbus because of the BS they were saying, and it hurt me big time. And I'm telling any coach out there, I've said it to Gerard Gallant numerous times, you know, when I see him in a press conference, I'll send him a note. You can't win. And don't even bother going there. And I wish I would have had the experience in the media and then had an opportunity to go back and be a GM.
It gets emotional, though, for you guys, right? Like it strikes a nerve.
It really does. It's the heart. It's the most difficult part of the job, guys, dealing with these guys, because I had, you know, my good friend Lindy Ruff went through it last week in New Jersey. You know, he got into it with a media guy. You know, the problem is it's so frustrating because you read it and so much of it is not accurate. So much of it your owner reads and other people in the organization read, and that's what drives you absolutely batty about it. But I'm telling you, guys in the league have become geniuses at handling them.
I think back to Pat Quinn,
how tough a guy this guy was and how he handled the Toronto media compared to most other guys that have worked in Toronto. I thought he was unbelievable.
I've been on the true side of the media for 20, 25 years. Like, I've covered major stories with these guys and hung out with them like more than as much as anybody.
Yeah.
And yeah. I will say this, for the most part, they do a pretty good job. We got some really good, smart people out there in the media, but there are some that are clueless, like absolutely clueless. And, you know, you can do two things. Okay. We saw Lindy Ruff last week really take a run at one guy who just asked a very simple question on a benching, and he snapped on him. And the one thing I did say, Mac, is like, I don't know the underlining story there. I don't know if there's a personal relationship that he's really saying that because there's something else behind there. But there are times when you've got somebody out there that perhaps may have a personal agenda, or the coach has a personal agenda, and you got to be careful that you don't get caught into it too deep.
You don't watch the game very well?
Yeah, Lindy, I agree. Is he talking to me there? But listen, here's the problem. Lindy, I guarantee you that there was an issue with that guy. I guarantee you there's been an issue with that guy. I don't know him from a hill of beans. I could care less. But I watched the media pile on Lindy after that. And look, Lindy can't win it. He can't win it. And Tocchet can't win it. Because when things go south, then it's a whole different story.
It's really tough though, right? Because if you're inauthentic, if you're inauthentic, people know you're full of it. Like if you go out there, I know coaches sometimes try to coach their players through the media. The players are going to read the quotes, whatever. But like you have these guys who kind of are making their name off being these honest guys, right? It's Tocchet and it's Tortorella and Berube's one of them where they'll just tell you and no bones about it. But it does sort of make stories sometimes. So, what's better, to be a guy who's always upfront about things or a guy who's constantly kind of trying to...
Well, just a minute.
Yeah.
I don't remember Tortorella ripping his superstar that often. I don't remember... who was the other guy you mentioned?
Berube.
I don't remember Berube ripping Ryan O'Reilly. This is Pettersson, guys. This is their ticket to have a chance to win a Stanley Cup, he and Quinn. I don't care what anybody says.
Mac,
those two
guys
have a chance. Why get into it over him?
Okay.
Why fight Pettersson?
Is that go
He's
with
your best player?
Does that go with everybody, Mac? Because there's a lot of people out here that have waited for Sheldon Keefe to call out Willie Nylander or Matthews for a long time here. And should they be treated the same way as they're off limits?
You know what? I think the more you get into individual rip jobs of a coach in the public, I don't think you win from that. I'm 100%. Listen, Nylander knows behind closed doors if what he's doing. Keith should be telling him face-to-face, no BS. Matthews, Nylander, Marner, Riley, any star behind closed doors, that's the place. Why go to the media with it? I don't get that. I'm sorry. I don't think it's something that you gain from it. And Tocchet was trying to be honest. I get what he was doing. He was trying to be honest. But it caused a storm that they didn't need. They're in first place. Why bother?
Yeah, fair enough. The another guy now in the coaching position, Patrick Waugh, has taken over the New York Islanders. Curious to see if he's going to be a honest, direct coach or what sort of tack he'll take. How much do you believe that he has changed in a way? He says he's humbled or something like that, in a way that he'll be a different man in this coaching job.
You know, he was 8 years between getting fired, leaving, whatever happened to him, and getting another job. And 8 years of waiting for the phone to ring. It's really tough. It's not easy. And this is Patrick Waugh. This is one of the biggest names in the game. I'm glad he got another chance. I think Patrick will be honest. I think he'll be direct with his players. But I don't believe that he'll do it in the media. I really don't believe he will. That's all I'm saying, guys. I don't think there's anything to gain from it, from any of them doing it.
Mac, this is not one of the biggest names. It's two of the biggest names in the game working together, and Patrick Waugh and Lou Lamoriello. So we've seen at times presidents or general managers pick coaches that maybe can be influenced a lot. Is Lou going to influence Pat, or is Patrick going to influence Lou moving forward here? Because I'm sure Pat probably needs a few months to look around the room and go, I can win with that guy. I can win with that guy. I can't win with that guy. Get rid of that guy. When does that, how does that dynamic work?
Well, I think Patrick went through that in Colorado and we saw what happened. He didn't win. And Lou Lamoriello, look, Lou Lamoriello has had a history of hiring some of the biggest names in the game. From, you know, go back and look at Jacques Lemaire, Pat Burns, Larry Robinson. I mean, he's always, you know, been a big game hunter for his head coach. He's not scared of big personalities to be his coach. Lou is a straight shooter. There's nobody you'd rather do a deal with in the NHL than Lou Lamoriello, because he's up front. He doesn't fool around. He calls it the way it is. I don't think they'll have an issue. I think Lou will let him coach, but Lou will give his opinions. I guarantee you that. You know, and look, Mike Babcock would have survived a lot longer in Toronto if Lou Lamoriello wouldn't have been gone. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, I can see that. So, you know, Lou, where is Lou at this stage of his career? Like, do you have any issue with, I'll just say it, with him being 81? Like, do you believe that he's still able to do the job at the same level? I know we're having a U.S. presidential election between a couple 80-year-olds, but anyway, fair question.
Please don't bring that. Please don't bring that.
Pretend I didn't say that.
Yeah, please keep me out of that one.
Yeah.
But look, Lou is like, you know, he's the new age Harry Sinden. You know, Harry just retired from sports management worldwide at 91 years of age. Mm. I mean, Lou is as sharp. There's a difference between being 81 and being 81. And Lou is like, I used to sit in GM meetings when he was 70 and board of governors meetings when he was 70. And I'm thinking, and then I'd walk by him and I'd say, oh, he looks like he's 40, the shape he's in. Lou's an interesting guy, and I think it's going to be okay. I think they needed a jolt. I think Patrick will give them a jolt. I think he'll be positive. He's gone. You've got to respect Patrick Waugh that he gets fired and he goes back to junior for 8 years and wins a Memorial Cup and grinds it out. I know he was part owner, but you still have to respect the guy that goes back and did what he did as a superstar.
A lot of people,
I think they'll be fine.
A lot of people up in arms over the Gallagher hit on Islanders Pelich last night. We're back to the got to get it out of the game, and this guy should be suspended 10 games. Just give us your thoughts on the hit last night, and how many games is he going to get?
Pelich, you know, coming, if I'm not mistaken, has had some concussion problems. Am I accurate in that?
You are.
Battled back from it. You hate to see it. Bit of a chicken wing. I didn't really like it. I think he gets 2 games. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's light, but I mean, it is a phone hearing, so it could be two. But I gotta believe he's getting the full five.
I mean, is it two or three? I don't know. I mean, but look, is there history with Gallagher?
No, I don't think so.
We know how he's a competitive little guy. He grinds it out. But the history will be part of it. I mean, I don't know. I guess I didn't like it. Do I like it in the game? No. But
is it a
Brad May would have loved it.
The hit reminds me of the clip a little bit of Charlie McAvoy, and he got 4 games recently.
What about Messier and Modano?
But we're in a different lifetime.
Gordie Howe.
You were in diapers. For diapers. God's sake, when that happened, seriously.
Seen a highlighter too.
Jeez. Diapers. Max,
sitting on Bobby Bourne's knee watching that highlight.
The last few weeks included a lot of teams with their professional scouting meetings. Like, take us back to what happens in those meetings and how definitive are you on what the mandate is between meeting adjourned and the trade deadline.
Well, it's an important part of the pro scouting meetings now because it's coming up, you know. So obviously you'll chat from now till the deadline a ton with your pro guys, and you'll read a ton of pro scouts. I mean, that was the first thing I did every morning when I went in the office was read my amateur and my pro scouting reports. That was the number one thing. The guys got it in after the games at night or early in the morning. And that was the first thing you do. But this time of year, when you're heading to the deadline and you're a contender or you're a team that's looking to move people out, I was thinking the other night, if you're a team that's out of it, move out people and play your kids. play your kids and play them a ton right now. But for the contenders, it's a whole different ballgame. You're on the clock to help your team get into the playoffs or extend your play. And the deadline is a big time. It's not the draft, but it may be the second most exciting time of the year. So, and there's some teams like what's Edmonton do? Edmonton pick up Corey Perry. The problem we're up against today is this damn salary cap. That drives me absolutely batty. But that's what we're up against.
And work around it. I don't care.
Work around it.
So we know for sure. Like you don't have to
put them on LTI and let's bring in somebody. Yeah.
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand that Winnipeg's all in. Edmonton's all in. Vancouver's all in between now and the trade deadline. What about
Vegas?
Okay, no. I'm staying in Canada. Stay in Canada
for me,
okay?
Okay.
What are the Toronto Maple Leafs do? I wrote an article this week that this team's stuck in the middle here. What do they do, Mac?
Oh, my God. Look, first of all, they got to get the guys that are on the team playing.
Yes.
I mean, when I look at the numbers of that group, I saw it written the other day. I don't know whose article it was about what the group of guys have done the last 10, 15 games. I mean, it's frightening. And there's some of their top guys there. Obviously, Tavares is the one taking the beating. What do they do? I mean, what are they like? They've given away the firm first round picks for the Foligno's and these guys. I mean, is what's left to move? You know, what is left to move? But they're in a tough situation, and you said it in your column, which, by the way, was another good column.
Thank you.
You remind me so much of Damien Cox. Your material is so it's so enlightening. but anyway, you know what?
You're a beauty.
I don't know where they go because they're blue line, and now with Brody struggling and Giordano, I mean, where do they go with this? And then I haven't even mentioned Samsonov, who was. I mean, he loves everybody now after he won a game. And, I mean, they should love him. At least he stopped a couple of pucks. Where do they go? It's defense they got a problem with. It's goaltending they got a problem with. It's up front with nobody producing is a problem. Other than their super, you know, their big three. After that, it's scary. You know, it's like, it's almost reminds me of, I follow the stock market pretty close. They've got a Tesla problem right there in Toronto. One of their Magnificent Four, which Tesla was in the market in Magnificent Seven, Tesla's dropped 25%. Their Magnificent Four, a couple of them have dropped 25%, you know, and they got to figure it out. There's a lot of holes there. And Keith, I mean, he says, I don't know who I can count on. If I was his boss, I'd be saying, oh, I need to count on you, man. So we better figure that out, too.
They're going to put Ryan Reeves, the Cybertruck, in on Saturday and see if that fixes the problem.
Oh, my God. Anyway, scary. It is. It's frightening. I mean, look, and you said it. They're still a good team, Toronto Maple Leafs. They can still go into the first round and beat teams. They can.
And
you know, hopefully
do it down 3-0 after the first.
Yeah, they're never not done.
Yeah. They're never done. So look, I wouldn't count them out. But what can Tree Living do? That's the number one question. What can he do? Who's going to get Gensel? Is Dubas going to trade Gensel? I mean, look, Vancouver will be all over Gensel. I got to believe that. So it'll be fun to watch the deadline. And where do the Leafs fit in with Tana, with Anderson? Where do they fit in? How can they get those guys? What can they give up to get them? Big questions.
So you're in Toronto. You're back in Florida. You're coming back up for the All-Star weekend, no question,
right? Are you here for the All-Star game?
No. They're not doing skills on the beach, so you won't like it.
I only go to All-Star games that I'm the coach in. I've only been to two of them, you know.
No big deal.
You're the only coaching staff in NHL history that benched players. Did you know that?
I do. I remember this story. It's an all-timer. There's big money on the line.
Ozlinch, who'd you bench?
Oh, who was the kid in Tampa?
Was it Hamerlick?
Ozlinch?
Hamerlick.
Roman Hamerlick. And Craig McTavish.
Sat him down in the All-Star game to win.
Craig, Craig was one of those honorary centermen, and I sort of had to go to him. And I said, you know, Craig, I mean, we've got to win this game. I want the 10 grand, and you're the number five centerman because you're here. I know it's a special name, but would you mind, you know, missing it anyway? Lindy looked at me and said, you're losing your marbles, benching guys in the Oscar game. But, hey, you know, it worked out okay.
Yeah, it worked out okay. You got your 25 grand, didn't you? And an autographed Gretzky jersey for Clark.
Yeah.
Big score.
I did all right.
All right. Well, listen, we don't want to keep you away from your pickleball game.
Mr. Fitness.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I had an injury. I couldn't play golf the other day. I hit my buddy's racket. My finger collided with my pickleball partner's racket. So, it knocked me out. You know?
LTIR till playoffs, Doug.
The Leafs could use that. Tavares could use that right there.
Pickleball injury.
All right, Mac. Way to live up to the billing of Off the Rails for us.
Thanks, Damien.
Doug McLean, everybody.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, boys.
Oh, he was feisty today. That's what happens when you give him a week off, I think.
You know what I'm learning with Off the Rails Friday and Doug is the best thing to do is not really ask questions. Just kind of lead him a little, like give him a couple of words and just let him keep going.
It won't really matter. He's just going to go wherever he wants to go.
And the trick is really just to stay out of the way.
Like,
I love listening to you when I'm on.
All you have to do is just say, hey, Mac. And then he'll just.
Mac, the Leafs.
Forget about that. I'm gonna say this.
I'm gonna see if I can no question him for a whole show 1 week. Just Mac, the Leafs.
Okay, let's try it next week.
Yeah.
Let's just start with, hey Mac.
Yeah.
And just
nice day out today, and just see where we end up.
I got to tell you, watched that Habs Islanders game last night.
Yeah.
That reception for Waugh, I wouldn't say I'm surprised, but that is like.
Sammy gave me a moving analogy that he needs to bring
to
the camera.
Okay, well, listen.
Let's do it right now. It's fine. We've got lots of time.
Do we have lots of time?
Got lots of time.
Okay. Where do you want to go with it?
I want to know. I want to hear your analogy.
Okay. I'm watching the Habs, who have Martin St. Louis as the head coach. But, like, to me, this is you have a friend of yours that is friends with a woman, and they're, like, they're just so perfect for each other, but they're both in relationships with other people that are good for them. But it's just like, at some point, these two have to be together. And that's Patrick Waugh and the Montreal Canadiens.
You know, she's with someone pretty great in Marty St. Louis.
Martin St. Louis is great for them. He is great for her. But to me, it's like,
the
passion, the love.
They're so scared of him.
There's something there.
They're just so scared of him.
He's going to be the coach. I don't know when, but he will be the coach of the Canadiens.
Once a marriage dissolves, a bad relationship, eventually they're going to find
their way. It's like, at a high school reunion in 10 more years, they're going to run into each other, and it's going to be perfect timing. Because you watch it, that is an insane reception. That's like a hero's welcome, the deafening long.
Yeah.
They love him.
I didn't like it.
Oh, what a zag. Did not see that zag coming.
I completely agree. I get where you're coming from, but I was surprised by it.
Yeah, I'll tell you why I didn't like it. But go do your... We'll do it after the break. I'm going to tell you what I did not like last night out of the Montreal Canadian organization.
Wow. Let's just go to break and do it all out.
Tease. Perfect. Hit the break, Kippy.
Let's do it. Hit the break.
All right. More on our Montreal Canadian game last night where Patrick Waugh went in there. And had an incredible reception. One I didn't appreciate after the break.
Wow.
Your daily dose of everything NFL. It's the Fan Checkdown with Matt Marchese and Donovan Bennett. Subscribe and download the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. Real Kipper and Bourne. This hour of Real Kipper and Bourne brought to you by Bet365. As always, some breaking news. Brendan Gallagher has been suspended. Five games, Sammy?
Five games, Kipper.
They had a hearing this afternoon, and they didn't waste any time. Of course, this stems off of a game misconduct for an elbow to the head to New York Islander defenseman Adam Pellich.
I don't think we've seen a hit this bad, in my opinion, in a while. There was a while where they were like, we got to get these hits out of the game. Right there, you're getting 20 game suspensions, whatever.
Okay, they are for the most part.
And they are.
They succeeded.
That's what, and you see it, and you're like, oh god, like that was awful.
I don't get the like
way more than five.
I just don't get sometimes like the uproar. It's almost as if you got to make news that we got to get this out of the game. It's like a subconscious claim now that like it's over. They did get it out of the game. You play 13.
Totally agree.
They play 1,300 games. A season.
Someone's going to get the timing wrong.
There's a lot of fast bodies out there.
Pretty quick game. Played on ice.
Yeah.
You'll never avoid totally this.
Actually, you sometimes see guys hit a guy bad, like Huberto last night, and he goes, like, oh.
So I compared it to Charlie McAvoy. So we've seen two, and we've been, what, through 700 NHL games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not bad.
Well. Doing pretty well. It would have been two per night.
But I will say, 15
years ago.
I would have been happy with more games. Yep. I thought that was really, really awful.
Could have been 7 or 8.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. Game time, boys.
Let it rip.
All right. It's game time presented by Bet365. Visit the app for latest odds. Find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Must be 19 plus. Ontario only. Please play responsibly. Now, since I'm wearing my wonderful NFL hat today.
So ridiculous.
Well,
you have an AFC hoodie yes. and an NFL hat. Well, go sports teams.
I went to the flagship store in Las Vegas. Yeah. And I walked in and I asked the gentleman, like, do you guys sell ref hats? And he gave me a funny look. He's like, no, but I got something close. So this is what I got.
Should have worn an Ed Hockley shirt in.
Anyways, this two massive games this weekend. Clearly it's the championship weekend in the AFC and NFC. Got the Chiefs paying a visit to the Baltimore Ravens. And you got Detroit going to San Fran. Two really good games. I don't know, Kipper, you were saying some stuff that you didn't want the Chiefs.
I don't know. I'm just, I can't take the shots of Taylor Swift every
I'd like
30
her,
seconds.
I'd
I'm
like
just,
to
I've,
see
I've,
her
it's
be
enough.
The first person to accept the Lombardi Trophy when Kansas City wins.
she actually gives
they
it
They don't care in the NFL. Yeah. Give it to the owner. I think Taylor Swift should be the first person to touch it.
I like that take. I'm just from a betting perspective here. It's not often you get Patrick Mahomes, who is on a kind of GOAT trajectory here. Like he's 28 or 27 and has already got two. And if he gets this one, it's like, oh boy.
Does this one get them up with the Patriots talk?
Well, he lost to Brady the one.
He did.
I mean, you win that one and it's a different story.
No, he lost to Brady in the AFC championship game on like an offside.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just like having Patrick Mahomes with value. So you can get them at plus 175 for Patrick Mahomes. And on the other side of it, I watched the game last week with Brock Purdy, and I got little hands. Couldn't really grip the ball. It was raining. Supposed to be better weather this weekend. I just, you know, they're 7.5-point favorites against the Detroit Lions, who are kind of gritty and tough, and everyone's just picking the 49ers, and I don't know. If you want to parlay the two underdogs, it's 9-1, and I don't think it's that crazy that both of them can win, and that's what I will be doing this weekend.
Have you heard the theory about the NFL being, you know, like rigged where the colors of the Super Bowl logo have the last 2 years, I believe, had the colors of the teams who ended up in the game in it? Mm-hmm. And this year you have Kansas City and Baltimore's colors in it?
No, but they're red. So it could be either Kansas City or Baltimore.
Right.
Yeah.
So either way, Baltimore seems like the bet.
It could be either Kansas City or San Francisco.
Who has this much time to figure this out?
Losers.
Yeah, they unveiled next year, and it's green and purple. So the Jets finally,
all right.
Aaron Rodgers leads into victory.
That's your best answer all week.
enjoy the football this weekend, and just be careful with the 49ers as 7.5-point favorites. Is all I'll say.
A lot of points.
And that was Game Time, presented by Bet365. Visit the app for the latest odds and find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Must be 19 plus. Ontario only. Please play responsibly. Now tell me about Patrick Waugh-Kipper.
Oh, yeah. Is that what we said before the break?
Yes. Tease.
Yes.
You got to fall through.
Am I the only one that watched it last night and thought to myself that using our national anthem as a vehicle to promote or pump up Patrick Waugh was inappropriate?
I actually had a similar thought where I was like, of all songs to bring back the great Patrick Waugh, O Canada?
Like, it's only a minute and 25 seconds. Can we just not leave the anthem alone? We got to piggyback now Patrick Waugh on an anthem that's supposed to do whatever it's supposed to do for us, you know?
That didn't even really cross my mind.
It's like, why are we associating him with the whole country's glad to have him back?
Well, it's just, like,
I don't know.
Like, come on. Like, if I'm in the Montreal Canadiens organization, that doesn't get green. It doesn't get green lighted. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But you just leave the anthem alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
People loved it, though. Like, this universal praise for Patrick Waugh.
Okay. Here's another question. Okay. Mm. Like, why? They've done this already. His jersey is in the rafters. They've had Patrick Waugh night. Why do you need to pump him up? Like, he's been a coach there already. It's been done. Why? Before the game. So now you've got 20 Montreal Canadian current players there that has to watch that. You're pumping up Patrick and you're pumping up the puck hasn't even dropped. They're already behind the eight ball.
And Sam,
what do you want? They love him.
And Sammy,
they love him.
Love your own team.
This, by the way, the guy of the girl in your analogy is watching this other guy get pumped up, and he's going,
yes.
"Hi, my last name is pronounced San Luis, or however the heck it's actually pronounced."
The team stinks. They're longing for any sort of success. They look back on the magical run. You know, the old high school days with the old flame, you know, back when we were driving around in my sports car.
It'll never be the same again.
And
you can't go back.
I'm telling you, just make him the coach. I'm sorry, Marty. I'm sorry. Islanders. Just be the Habs coach, man.
First TV timeout.
Oh.
Give him the Justin Hall name on the Jumbotron.
The passion's too hot for that. It's too hot.
But it's been done already.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been done already.
It's true.
It's not like he's going there even as a coach for the first time.
I got bad news for all those people who love a nice, sappy story. Kip's right.
I know. I know he's right. But guess what?
I love it when you guys say that. I just love it.
You can't contain love, boys. You just can't
love
contain.
Love, no bounds.
All right. What do you want to do? Oh, you want to play this Talk It clip?
Yeah, I do. Let's wrap this up.
Okay. So, do you want to talk about what happened?
I also want questions today. So,
we're getting late here. So this Talk It thing's a great conversation.
Right. Let's hear Rick Talk It.
Well, I didn't think he skated last night. So the article, I blasted him. I mean, that's you guys. I mean, but what do you want him to say? I mean, you guys are taking it to a... If Hagi has a couple of bad games, I say it, but it's not in the paper. Like, Pete's a big man. You know, he had a tough night skating-wise. I thought it's over with. You know, he played 21 minutes. He's not on the end of the bench, so... We're taking this to a different level. Like, yeah, it's different. I was on your side as a media guy, right? And I get it. But you guys got to analyze the game, too. You got to understand certain things, too. So it's not talking has a problem with Pedersen. It's you ask me a question, who was good, who was bad. So I got to be careful because if you guys are going to ask me questions now, a player, I'm going to say no comment. I'll let you guys analyze. So you guys got to be careful. That's not a big deal. He's out there smiling. It's not a big deal. So maybe it's a story that we're winning a lot. And we're looking for negativity. That's the way I look at it. Not to blast you guys. It's just frustrating because it's you know, over the internet talking blast at Pedersen. So I don't know how I blasted him. I just said he had a tough night.
Was that the actual...
Oh, my God, he's mad.
Was that the actual quote that he blasted him?
I think there's an article saying that he blasted
him. It's really hard I didn't read the article, so I don't know what specifically he's...
He's clearly pissed.
Referencing... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
But it's.
I don't think
especially here in Canada, it's hard to. You don't want to necessarily play that game of just keeping an eye on what's said or done outside in the media unless someone brings it to you and it's a flat out lie or it's. And maybe he feels that way, that this is just a flat out lie. So he needs to. But I think that stuff should be done behind closed doors.
I also just think, I don't think Canada's any worse in terms of criticism, whatever. I think there's just more of us, more interest, more people writing about it, whatever.
Yeah.
And if you take away from that Talk It presser that he coach isn't happy with how star player played. That's true. That's a thing that happens.
Well, it's especially in this.
What is your role?
In this country, too, like to your point, there's a large amount of people. And like in any industry, you're going to get the really good ones who do their homework, know their stuff, and can articulate it in a great way. Mm-hmm. And then there's a level of drop off, and then there's some that are not very good at their jobs their homework and don't understand what it's like. Mm. So I don't know.
Talks our boy. I just don't think he's right here. Like he said a fair thing about Petey. The press covered. Coach said a thing about the star player. Today's a new day. I don't know. Like, do you think that like maybe the team was like, hey, Rick, go back out there and say, walk that back a bit?
I don't think you can ever ask
that's a tough.
Rick.
I was going to say, that's a tough one.
Not to Rick talk.
You make Rick. You call mind? You do mind? Yeah. You do. Okay, I'm just going to.
You call Rick.
I don't think there's anyone in that organization that doesn't see Rick's point of view.
Right.
So, I don't know. Maybe it's just his way
I like his point that he paid 21 minutes. It's like, I played the hell out of him. I didn't think he was that bad.
Yeah. I think maybe we overblew it. Maybe it was our fault.
Maybe it's us.
Maybe we talked about it so much that maybe he's mad at us, guys.
Emotional night for Oliver Shillington. But unfortunately, it comes off of another disappointing loss for Calgary. So,
oh boy,
it's not
time to
really,
pull the chute.
No, I don't. I think the game plan all along was to
miss playoffs and stuff.
Well, no. It was just I think they read the tea leaves right from the get go that we're going to hang in there as long as we can hang in there, and really, if they were in a playoff spot or just hanging on, it wouldn't necessarily change anything. That there needs to be some hard decisions here, and we know where the contracts are. We're not paying Lindholm $9 million, and we're not going to sign all our D back.
The decisions are not that hard to me. You're not winning the Stanley Cup with this team. So what are you trying to do? Rebuild for a cup? Well, then time to sell some guys. Mm-hmm. They're a -7 goal differential. They're even if you sneak into the playoffs, which they're probably not after four home losses to teams they're up against.
Huberto's 5-minute major get lost in the shuffle of the Gallagher, or is there just nothing there? I didn't really see anything there.
Nothing there for me. To me, a guy's visor cut him. Maybe not a great hit, but he got 5 in the game, which is just.
Yeah.
So I got nothing else on that. Let's get to questions.
Oh, yeah. You want to do some questions?
5:47 today.
Oh boy!
Before we were able to get to
somebody texted in, and I wanted to answer their question. It said, "Did Sammy work at the Meadowvale Domino's in Barrie? I think I worked with one shift with him before he left. He seems like a cool guy. Wish I got a chance to work with him, but I'm glad to see him doing so well." Nameless texter. Yes, I did work at that.
You lived in Barrie?
I did. Yeah.
Really?
I delivered for Domino's there. Yeah, I did.
So Owen Sound, Barrie, you worked your way here?
Long story. Okay. Right. Long story. I'll save the gory details.
Did you ever speed? Did you ever get tickets?
Yes.
Did you ever talk your way out of it?
No.
I'm going to one day be on a show called Real Kipper and Born.
No, I didn't do any of that. I didn't I can't talk my way out of any tickets. No. I just,
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Here's your money.
So there you go. Whoever that was that texted,
let me tell you, my favorite
ticket
I ever got was driving through Montana where they actually had a debit machine. And they bring the machine up to the window and you're just like, beep.
Really?
Pay your bill. And you pay it on the spot. It was like a $50 ticket. And you just pay it on the spot and carry it on.
I mean, that's way better.
Yeah, who's speeding? Here's my money.
No, but like, instead of going and like getting the sending ticket away and fighting it and just pay it.
Dispute it, here's my money.
Yeah.
You're so wrong, first of all.
What?
There's always a chance. Oh. If you show courtesy, if you show you're polite.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
I've groveled my way out.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Some of these guys are great people. They can have a little sympathy for you. Maybe, Sammy. Once again, you're late, working on the Real Kipper and Bourne show.
Sammy's late delivering food
they
to
can
starving.
Understand.
I don't drive to work, so. Yeah. I'm the only person getting a ticket is a guy driving the Red Rocket here. I'm not getting a ticket on the subway. All right. Do you believe Matt Dumba will be a target for the Leafs come the trade deadline? Right-handed shot, D-man, 29 years old, around $3.5 million per year. Thanks, Don.
Well, first of all, they could have had him before Klingberg. Mm-hmm. And correct me if I'm wrong, but he signed for less money than Klingberg.
He did.
Yeah.
So,
ouchie.
Come on, you can't go there now.
No?
Does Minnesota want to give up Jake Middleton instead?
Yeah, he shoots left.
Yeah, that's a problem. Tough to find a good right shot.
They need a right D.
Yeah.
Well, Dumba to me seems like an option, but I guess they're in the playoff hunt, so they're probably not going to trade him at this point.
He also bonks into people, which is nice.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Good shoulder check.
I'm just trying to see some other texts here. We got a lot of All-Star game texts.
Is everybody excited about...
No, like physical texts I'm trying to pour through here. People texting in the code word.
Oh, really?
So it's just like All-Star game.
Oh, yeah.
Are people excited, you think, about the skills competition actually being one of relevance?
I think so. I mean, I'm looking forward to it, and I can't say I was looking forward to guys shooting surfboards in Florida.
Did I get out the story of your dad sending a text?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, once again, Edmonton at 15 game winning streak.
The Islanders were 15 all in regulation.
Yes.
Oilers have had 3 in overtime.
Yes.
Pittsburgh, their 17 went overtime 3 times. Jackets.
It's not a little
detail.
It's a big detail that this streak has been kept going because you have participated in a 3-on-3 skills or pond hockey.
But to me, you could have the other side of the argument too. That is just as likely the crappy team goes a 3-on-3 with you and beats you than it is that you keep the streak going. I feel like that adds more,
They weren't getting it done as soon as the Islanders.
15 straight regulations, way more.
You devalue a 60-minute win. That's all. And it should. So we've got 2, don't we? Or 3. We've got Montreal, 67-68. Your dad's team in the 80s, and somebody else had a good streak, I think, before
overtime. The Oilers playing anyone coming up? Do they have a game at some point?
So I just got a text from Vancouver that said, to be clear, the reporter who asked the question phrased his question wrong and said blasted. There isn't one person here that said Tockett blasted Petey.
Right.
So
okay,
I'm taking this nameless texter's word for it. Maybe he's right, but it was just the way it was worded the question. Yeah. So
the Oilers have the Predators next. Then they have Vegas. So they have a good team Tuesday, February 6th. Then it's Ducks, Kings, Red Wings, Blues. It could be a lengthy run here.
How about this, Kipper? If the Leafs could have someone like Nick from the old days on this team present, it would make a big difference. Tough player.
I believe that.
Nick who?
Antropov.
Andropov.
Yeah, he could really use Andropov.
Richie
too.
Again? No. They want another crack at Richie.
I think he's still serving a suspension
Robertson?
in the Finnish league. For
one thing when it comes to the Eastern Conference here is that, where's the push now from teams like Jersey and the Island in Washington?
I know.
Is there a chance that, 5 teams in the East come out of the Atlantic?
Well, that's a great suggestion. The Washington Capitals, who've been kind of peeing down their own leg a bit, are -30 goal differential team. They're way in the pit. -30, and they're 22-18.
Detroit's right there.
Yeah.
All you got to do is just hold their own.
God, the Leafs are in the wild card spot right now.
I know, but it's not. It would be a lot scarier for them and Leaf fans if there was a push. All the teams underneath them lost the other night.
Yeah, Jersey and the Islanders are really teams the Leafs may have to think about a bit this year. It's wild.
All right, what a week. The Real Kipper and Bourne Show, our thanks to Doug McClain on Off the Rails Friday. What do you got going this weekend, buddy?
Well, I am daddy daycare. My wife's not around, so I'm gymnastics, birthday parties, play dates, pal.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it's going
to
be.
Do I need to drop in on you Sunday just to make sure you're not in the fetal position?
If you drop in, I'm leaving, so you have to babysit.
I'm going to check in on you.
I can't wait till Monday show. Let me tell you. You're the adults.
All right, 4 games on tap tonight. Vegas and the Rangers. What's going on with the Rangers? All of a sudden they're soft or what?
I don't know, but I just want to note for Sammy that the Lightning are 8-2-0 in their last game.
Hey, thanks for everybody for sticking with us all week. If you get a chance, give us a rating and review on The Real Kipper and Bourne Show. Have a great weekend. We are back Monday.